From the upsetting science fact of the Gulf to some perhaps optimistic science fiction or fact of the real world, researchers say they now think they know what plant life maybe looks like on distant planets. It's a little fuzzing of that fact and fiction line. And joining us now to maybe make it a little clearer, Neil Bowler, the BBC's science reporter. So, Neil, what exactly are they using to determine what plants look like on faraway planets?
Well, sometimes when we think about alien planets and presuming that they might support life, we think that they might look a lot like Earth, but that might not be the case because a lot depends on the star which these planets go around. Now, most of the stars in the solar system, in the universe, don't look like our own star. There's a type of star, a cooler, dimmer star called a red dwarf, which is the main type of star around the universe, and they emit a different type of light, a dimmer red light. And plants, if we presume that they photosynthesize like they do here on Earth, would have to adapt to that type of light. Now, the suggestion is that in order to get the maximum amount of light from these dimmer stars, they would try to absorb light from across the entire light spectrum, which means that they wouldn't reflect much light, which means they would look black to us. So the suggestion is that if you have a planet orbiting one of these red dwarf stars somewhere far away from us, that plant life on that planet would be black or gray.
And how does that help us in terms of thinking about the universe or even researching other planets?
I think it's just a reminder to us that life on other planets might not necessarily look like life on this planet. Like, it might be that plants don't even photosynthesize, that they don't go through this process of using light to convert carbon dioxide into oxygen and sugars. There might be some entirely different process that goes on other planets.
Neil, I love you. You know, you're great. But it just seems to me that scientists guessing that gray might be the color seems like a reasonable guess than, say, fuchsia.
there is some serious science here. Plants could be all sorts of different colors depending on the color of the light that's coming from their parent star. But it is true that if you have a red dwarf, that's the sun, the light that you're getting from your star, then it's a strong possibility that plant life would have to adapt to that and would have to be different colours. Now, that doesn't mean that that's the nature of plant life across the universe. There are lots of different types of stars across the universe, and plants on all sorts of different planets could have different colours. Now, a lot of star systems are multiple star systems. You might remember Star Wars and Tatooine with two different stars in the sky.
Wait, that was definitely science fiction. I mean, I'm sorry if I'm the one to break it to you at this point, but that was actually not a documentary.
He's right. Star systems are real, though.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of star systems out there are multiple star systems with two, three, or more stars in the sky. Now, it might be that plants on a distant planet might get their light from more than one star, from two different stars. So you might have two different types of tiers of plant life on that planet, just like these researchers are saying. So you could have these black plants who are taking their light from the red dwarf, but then there might also be a more distant sun-like star that's up there in the sky, and there might be plants that look more familiar to us, different colors and brighter colors like we see here on Earth, that are taking their light from that sun-like star.
Yeah, but with all those mays and maybes and might and coulds, Neil Bowler of the BBC, that means the scientists
best.
Could be just about as accurate as George Lucas was in the movies that were featured in the Star Wars.
Nice colors, though, in Star
Neil Bowler, science reporter for the BBC.
He's the best.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.